Welcome to Kingdom. A story by Ollie Francis. Episode 15. Dewdrop. There was water, her father on a cold mountain. Heavy breathing, teeth on the skin at the back of her neck, his body dark against the early morning sky. Her body slow, antlers wide as the blood oak. The smell of the river, water against her cheek, a body beneath her. His right horn over southward, his left reaching across the frozen forest. Pulled by the current, legs trailing behind, the creature half-submerged beneath her, urging her on, bristles tickling her chin. The twisted vine of his third antler vanishing into the clouds. The river in her mouth, the taste of mud, rotten leaves, guano of river birds. She was drowning. She's drowning. Scurrying as the submerged creature struggles to keep her afloat. Another set of teeth, lifting her head clear of the splashing so the water will not reach her blood mark. His eyes to the north. She's in the river. He will not see her. She grows heavy, her weight no longer borne by the water. His ears to the south. She's cold. He will not hear her. Teeth latch onto her foreleg, pulling her up onto mud and stone. He will not know where she is. The sound of water overruled by huffing and shaking of fur. She calls for him. A face against her face. He turns away, and the bones of his antlers gouge deep grooves across the kingdom, scraping canyons through northward. Pushing saltward into the great salt sea. Her eyes opening like the split shells of chestnuts. The blinding sky, clagging mud. A fox above, a hog beneath. A creature with three heads rising from the water. Applewood is raised to the ground, the roots of its forest upturning to the bright sky. No, not three heads. Three creatures, one fox, two squirrels on its back. Blackwood is crushed against the rock of the mountain. She is awake, it signs. The squirrels jump from its back. They have herbs, flowers from the deep wood, bark from the trees she was told never to touch. This is the end. Her legs come back to her. Her head moves again. She pries it off the hog's back. Quickly, she signs. Quickly, they sign. She is by the river. She is beyond the tree wall. The dark fox lifts the pungent mash to her nose. There's a smell she's smelled before. From before the darkness came, before. Smelled before. I am cold. The dark fox snorts. Don't worry, it signs. Where we're going, gets a lot colder than this. Her father descends, away from her, down the sunlit side of cold mountain, away from the kingdom, down to the desert. Her eyes close like nightfall. Don't go, she signs, but he is already gone. They lift her back onto the hog's back. He will walk the sands. She sways in time with its steps, its gait lulling her back to the heaviness of sleep. He will enter the forest of the gods, where she can rest, from which no one ever returns, where none of them can reach her, not even her father. You've been listening to Kingdom. A story by Ollie Francis. To learn more, visit olliefrancis.co.uk where you can discover how to support the project and influence where the story's going. Until then, may the gods always hear your song.